The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai. Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Welcome back to the programme. Now I've been joined in studio by the wonderful Robert Dunbar, who is here to talk to us about books. Well, we're all interested in books for holliers and that kind of thing. And I know that while I was away, did one for, as it were, for the grown-ups. But this is for teenagers. And, you know, people get a little bit paranoid nowadays, what with mobile phones and iPads and whatever you're having yourself and games that people... How do you get teenagers interested in reading? I presume give them a good book.
Well, certainly that would be high up in the list of priorities. But I think there is one very important thing, Marion, to say in connection with this. If we are talking about young teenagers and getting them interested, around, say, 13, 14 or whatever, chances are they're going to be more easily convinced about the value of books if they've been convinced about the value of books long before that. In other words, if they have grown up from, from four, as distinct from 14, to understand books, how they work, to enjoy books. And above all, and I think this is very important, if they grow up in an atmosphere, and by that I mean essentially home and school, if they grow up in an atmosphere where books are part of, I'll put it this way, everyday life in the adults around them. Now, it does not always work, and we can all produce young people from homes where books are tripping you and who still have no interest in books. That's fairly normal. But I think the chances are, if you take the very young child, 4, 5, or 6, and you introduce him or her to the delights of picture books, especially, and we happen to be living at a time when picture books are probably better than they ever were.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, has to be said by way of introduction.
Right. However, you do say preaching, bribery, and threats.
Well, absolutely, especially if we're talking about these wonderful people called teenagers, because I think the moment you dangle almost anything in front of them, especially if you use that awful phrase, it'll do you good, they will run 10,000 miles from
it. Okay, let's go to the books. You've picked three.
Yes, I've picked three for this particular age group. And the first one I wanted to mention is a book that comes to us from Canada, as it happens. And it's a fantastic example of what we nowadays call the graphic novel. Mm-hmm. And there is considerable evidence in various places to suggest that young people who find perhaps some difficulty in handling a complete prose text will in fact be attracted to the graphic novel. And this one, I think, is particularly wonderful in that, to put it at its absolute simplest, it is a book that reinforces the power and significance of books, because it is about this young Canadian girl called Hélène, who for various reasons finds herself unpopular at school. And the unpopularity is wonderfully suggested. She has bad problems with her self-image and her relationship with her friends, in inverted commas. And she finds solace in, of all things, Jane Eyre. And she reads the book wonderfully. And Jane provides a wonderful exemplar for finding happiness and content and, above all, acceptance.
Right. So that's Jane the Fox and Me by Fanny Britt and Isabel Arsenault. Now, Why We Took the Car by Wolfgang Herrendorf.
Yes, and as the author's name suggests, of course, this is a book published originally in German, recently translated, and it's translated into English, obviously, but it's translated here and there into a form of rather snazzy, snappy American English, which I think is probably an advantage here as well. And this is a fantastic story centering around two boys, one of whom, Mike, is a loner. He writes wonderful essays in school. He takes joy in reading them out, but he's never invited to parties. And if you're a teenager, that is a dreadful affliction to suffer from. So along comes, during the summer break, along comes this very outre-type fellow pupil of Russian extraction and suggests to Mike that they should both get into an old battered ladder and sail around Europe in it. And the adventures they have, away they go. It's wonderful. And wonderful cover, by the way, on the book as well.
Number three, very quickly.
Number three, very quickly, is a book called Prim Perfect. And this is the third and final book in a trilogy of books about this young woman called Primrose Leary. And she is now actually 16. The main event in her life has been that her mother has died 3.5 years ago, and she is still living out the consequences. And one of the things that Deirdre Sullivan is brilliant at doing, it seems to me, is capturing what it is like to be a normal teenager in Ireland in 2014. It's right. A terrifically clever, funny, witty, and in many places very sad and reflective book.
Okay, well done to get through those in that time, and we will put those titles up on our website.